That's the motto. Drop a few bills and pop a few champagne bottles. Throwing that money like you just won the lotto. We've been up all damn summer, making that bread and butter. Tell me that I just stutter, that's the motto. People sometimes ask me, what's your motto? And I'll always say the same thing. My motto is, life is like a salad. Always leave the tomatoes to one side. And it'll get a laugh, and it makes no sense. Life is like a salad. Always leave the tomatoes to one side. But it makes sense to me, because I may have dreamt this. As I've Googled it, and nothing comes up, but it was, I think this was said by the character Cliff Barnes in the TV program Dallas in the 80s. Now, for a kid in the 80s, for anyone in the 80s, Dallas was the Breaking Bad, the Ozark of its day. A TV program 30 years ahead of its time. It was exciting, it was sexy. There was murder, intrigue. Whole countries were talking about it. Who shot JR? What do you mean that whole series was a dream? What the fuck are you talking about? Can you imagine today if a whole series of Ozark was a dream? Because they use like dream sequences in that, don't they? Imagine if a whole series was a dream. People would be so angry. Wouldn't they? They'd burn down Netflix. Because now, for some reason, people feel they have a right to be annoyed by television series. They feel like they have the right to reply, to complain, if it isn't exactly what they want. I'm from the 80s, mate, when there was no right to reply, apart from writing, and I do mean writing a letter into a TV program called Points of View in this country, and hoping that Barry Took, the presenter, would choose your letter from the 85,000 he'd been sent that week. Basically, it wasn't going to happen. You got what you were given. And consequently, we were far happier. When you know you can't moan and complain, you just enjoy things, don't you? And we all enjoyed Dallas, even though whole series were dreams. But I really believe this wasn't a dream. The character Cliff Barnes said that his motto was, life is like a salad. Always leave the tomatoes to one side. And no one questioned it in the episode, no one laughed, and no one asked him what it meant. And that's why it resonated with me, I think. I like things that don't make sense. I like entire series that are, you know, dreams. As soon as things make sense, I think, oh, there it is again, maybe magic doesn't exist. Maybe there is only one reality. But instead, I hope for the best. I always hope for something magical. And lately, I've seen the light. I know there is something magical out there. And I don't know how best to explain it, but here goes. You know when you're, like, having a salad? A really shit salad. And then you move a bit of wet lettuce. And there's a tomato you weren't expecting. Well, don't eat that tomato. carry on acting like that tomato was never there. So now, as a reality that you accepted, and a bit of magic that you have discovered, but will save until later. Put the tomato to one side. And one day, let the magic rain down. As if in a dream. That's love to you all.